Victoria Vox, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So the last time you were here, you had just released an album that was ukulele and cello, which was beautiful and lovely.
Thank you.
You've done so many things since then, and now we come to this new record, and it's an entirely different sound. How did you come to make this new record?
Well, I started working with a producer in Seattle, his name's Jeff Stanfield. Vox Ukulele Cello was a self-produced album. I recorded that record myself in my house, very indie way to do it. And so working with a producer in a proper studio again was a real treat. And in 2012, so the year after Vox Ukulele Cello came out, I embarked on a songwriting project for a year where I wrote and recorded 52 songs, one a week.
Wow.
And so I did release another album in 2013 called Key with the same producer in Seattle. But it was a very heartfelt record. I was very emotionally invested in that record and love those songs dearly. And so the new record, When the Night Unravels, is kind of coming out of that darkness and into the light. And there's still moments of darkness and darker thoughts on the new record, but musically it's kind of coming to life a little bit. And so we have some real horns, mouth trumpet, and just a lighter instrumentation.
Yeah, a lot of people playing along with you, which mm-hmm. must be kind of nice.
Yeah, and they're all musicians that I've met just through the years of touring. For instance, at Nova, Karina Devani on accordion. I met her at the Portland Ukulele Festival back in 2009, and she's a fabulous accordion player. She lives in Seattle, and we were, thinking of instrumentation on some of the songs, and I thought, oh, it'd be so cool to bring Nova in. She's so great. And then same with cornet player Casey McGill, who I also met at that same ukulele festival. And he was out here, out east, just this past summer at the Strathmore for the Uke Fest. And so I got to play with him, and I'm like, oh, Casey, we should have you on the record, too. And so it was just very cool to bring in people from years past that I've met from being on the road.
Well, maybe we should stop talking for a minute and listen to something from this new record. Maybe
sure.
We start with the first track. It's called Supermoon.
Temperature, the energy sizzles in the galaxy. Perigee, syzygy, come on closer next to me. Fingertips dipping in the Milky Way. Take a trip, come on now, let's get away. Me, oh my, there's a hole in the sky. If we try, we can fly higher than the highest high. Slow overflow down below. I know somewhere we can go.
On the horizon, supermoon. Victoria Vox joins me in studio this week. We just heard a track from her new CD, When the Night Unravels. And you mentioned before we heard that song, and I believe I heard in the song, a little thing called the mouth trumpet. What can you tell me about the mouth trumpet? I should say, too, that I read an article about the mouth trumpet in the Wall Street Journal, which is something people would never hear me say. That's not something that happens very often, but I was directed to this article in the Wall Street Journal about the mouth trumpet.
Yeah, the mouth trumpet has been around for a long time, but present in different kinds of music, in particular older music, jazzy music. And it's emulating a trumpet sound with the human voice. And I've been mouth trumpeting for about 10 years now. And it was really great when the Wall Street Journal contacted me and said, "We understand you're one of the best. We're doing an article on the unlikely return of the lost art of the mouth trumpet." And I think they were interested, or the writer especially was interested, in my use of this awkward, kind of weird talent and using it in kind of, you know, adult contemporary music.
Right.
And so, because it's not, to me, it's not like the shtick. It's not a funny part of the song that makes people laugh.
Right.
You know, sometimes when I'm performing, like I'll be doing a really heartfelt song and I will take a mouth trumpet solo. And it might, for new listeners, it might, they might chuckle for like a half a second, like, oh, wow. That's really cool, you know, and so it's kind of, it's interesting watching the audience when that's happening.
Now, how does one discover that one has a talent for the mouth trumpet?
I would advise spending a lot of time alone in a car. You might
find it. So
it
takes
then
a little practice.
Yeah, I started, it was in 2005, and I was driving from Baltimore to Indianapolis for a show, and I was writing a song, and it needed a solo. And I thought, like, oh, this is a really cool tune. It'd be great if I didn't have to just stand there and strum during the break. And I thought, what could I do with my mouth that might emulate another instrument? Not necessarily thinking of trumpet straight away, but the first thing that came out, I was like, oh, okay, well, I have a trumpet now.
Well, and to be honest, there is some technique to it. It's not, mm-hmm. not everyone is just able to play, you know, the mouth trumpet skillfully right out of the box.
Yeah, it is still, the bottom line, it is your voice. It is the sound coming from the vocal cords and traveling through the mouth out of the lips.
Is it terrible for me to ask you to do a little bit?
Oh, no.
Wow.
You know, just, and so it just depends whatever you want to do. But when I'm, you know, in a Mexican restaurant, if I'm listening to the music, I'm listening to, what are the trumpets doing? You know, and they're like real staccato. And so you can, you know, just, you have to kind of think like a trumpet player.
Well, let's hear another song from the CD. I listened to it and I loved it. I mean, I do say it's so different than, but I guess all of your releases have been different in their own
way. It's consistently eclectic.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
Thank
so
you.
Maybe we could hear another song. Let's hear Two Bridges.
Diamonds in the dew. Don't matter what you see, it's what it means to you.
Victoria Vox joins me in the studio. We were just listening to another track from her new CD, When the Night Unravels. So as your repertoire expands and you're doing all these things, how do you keep your relationship with your ukulele? Like, how does that, does your relationship change, or is that still your first love, or how does that become different?
I've been playing ukulele for 11, 12 years now, and I started out on guitar, so I was playing guitar for 8 years. I sold my guitar about a year and a half ago. I hadn't written on it since 2007. So I've pretty much moved over full-time to ukulele, where I now own probably 12 to 15 ukuleles, most of them custom-made for me by luthiers from all over the world.
Ooh, that's nice.
And it's I'm pretty spoiled in that department. But they, the ukulele has just been such a great vehicle for my songwriting that I don't really see the need to go anywhere else, because it's so versatile, and I can write these light, fun jazz tunes or an emotional ballad or something really funky and rockin', and there's, because it's a very percussive instrument, and I never get bored with it. And also with technology, I sometimes, when I'm performing solo, I'll play through a loop pedal and then also a bass pedal. So I'll send my ukulele through the bass, which drops it down an octave.
Wow.
And can play kind of like ostinato bass lines, and then play ukulele on top of that, and then sing, and then also add in vocal harmonies through the looper. So it's, I think just the possibilities are endless, and it's just like a guitar. It's a small guitar.
We've come a long ways from tiny bubbles. We're not...
Yes.
Well, Victoria, it's been really fun talking to you, checking in, and
Thank you.
The new CD is terrific. Maybe we could leave our listeners with one last tune.
Sure.
I think we'll play The Heart.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, and good luck with everything else you do in the future.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Victoria Vox. Her new album is When the Night Unravels. You can find music, videos, and more online at victoriavox.com. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.